Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Anons, the Space Apes, Hero, Shirley Lowe, and more. Hosted by the DeFi Jedi and Hooligan. Let's take a listen.
Hooligan. What is good? How's everyone doing today?
How's it going?
Anons, feeling good. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Hey guys, sorry about my delay.
You're on time. There's no delay, sir. You're on time.
And by Jedi Stoner time, you're like probably 10, 15 minutes early, really, because, you know, like the majority of my space is the first 5 minutes are me dabbing and getting prepared, you know? So like, you're early, my friend, you know this.
I was going to say, Ranger, I don't know if you've had the chance to sit in on some of our spaces, but I probably should have fair warned you. We are pretty accomplished stoners and also NFT degens. So I know you knew part of that, but I don't know if you knew all of that. So
Cool.
Yes, the force is strong with the cannabis and crypto and this family of spaces.
I'm not really a spaces expert. I've done a few, but they're usually fun.
Hey, you're already doing better than a lot of my guests, because most people will try and join on like the PC or laptop and then they can't talk or do anything. And they're like, hey, Jedi, what's wrong? And I'm like, get your phone. You got to do it on your phone. So you can do it on your laptop, but it's like, you got to download like BlueStacks or an emulator and then download an Android, and it's just redonkulous. Let's see here. Adding speakers. Hooligan, if you see anybody that needs to be added, Anon. Wait. What should I call? Hooligan, introduce me again.
Ranger.
Ranger.
So, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Ranger, if you see anybody that needs to be added as a speaker, let me know. Same with Hooligan. Go ahead and invite or add accordingly. Seeing some awesome names pop up there. You know, I see Chef Boyardee in the house. Joe Dirt holding me over the fires for that Obi-Wan Terra Space Ape, man. I'm about to sell my left, I don't know, whatever's left of one of my kidneys, I think, or whatever one I can do without so I can afford that bad boy. It needs to come to the Jedi Council. Seen some other studs down there. I love it. We're getting some more people in here. So, Hooligan, will you do me a favor and pin the let me see if I can get the tweet that I want pinned up there.
Just drop it in my DM and I'll go get it pinned.
Awesome. Thank you, good sir. As accomplished of stoner as I am, as well as NFT degen and Jedi, they've never taught the Jedi how to use an iPhone properly to pin things in spaces. I still don't know if it's possible, but I have to wait for my Android or my droids to my droids to do it for me. I appreciate you, bro.
Can't believe I just got equated to a protocol droid. Well, that's fucked.
it's I mean, like, really though, like, you got to think about it. You know, a Jedi's got to have his R2-D2 and C-3PO. They're like, you know, I mean, they're more important than some other people in the universe might think. So I think you're above that level, bro. Like, Hooligan, like, I mean, you are like, you know, kind of a big deal, but I'm just saying I can't do it without you.
I'm just saying we're going to chalk it up to that your Avi's a Jawa and everybody knows all you do is freaking steal droid parts and build shit. So it is what it is.
How do you think I built a land speeder here on Earth, bro? Dude, you know it, man. Come on. I just got to get this thing to let them give me a license on it, and then I'll be fine. They're still such dicks about that.
Yeah, don't talk about the mouse. It's bad luck. So, all right. Well, versus having to hear us ramble, what else are you setting up there, sir, besides a dab for yourself? Because it's 1:35. That means even on stoner time, it's time to get rolling.
That's exactly what I was waiting for, is I was killing 5 minutes of Spaces air just to have some fun and let people know that we were filling up the room and getting ready to get started. So with that, you know, we have, you know what, I'm going to hand it over to you, Hooligan, for a minute, because I'm going to do a dab while you introduce and get us kicked off.
Oh, good times. Good times. Well, obviously, this is a pretty fun Spaces. For those of you that haven't hung out with us on one, we're pretty low key. Definitely, if you got a question, ask for a speaker role. We'll gladly do our best to answer you and take care of you. But this Spaces, I think, is pretty much all about, you know, Cosmos NFTs and what's cracking. We have Ranger from Anons with us, and they've got just an amazing project over on Secret. And then, of course, we have our beloved Space Ape team joining us to chat and talk about some of the fun stuff we're up to with our project on Stargaze. So appreciate everyone taking some time out of their Tuesday to hang out and chat NFTs. But let's kick it off with our guests, with you, Ranger. If you want, like, tell us a little bit about yourself that you want to as an Anon, and more importantly, maybe for those that aren't familiar with your project, just a slight rundown of what we got cooking with Anons.
Yeah. I'm Ranger. I'm a degen, not really a smoker anymore because it makes me paranoid now, but that's something else. But I started the Anon, or I call them Anons, just because it's easier for me to pronounce. But I started it. It was the first project on Secret Network. I think it was the second NFT project in the Cosmos. Like, it minted like a week or two after Galactic Punks. And within the Secret community, there's a big price target meme of 580. So the collection size is 580. The name Anonymous, you know, it's supposed to call to the culture of crypto, like, hey, Anon, what, like, blank, but also, like, you know, Secret Network is a privacy chain. So I thought that the theme really fit well. And then, you know, with the project, we put out like basically like an ethos statement, which essentially discusses like, when you're anonymous on the internet, like, what does that mean? And, you know, I take it to mean that you don't have, you know, like, identifiers to be judged upon, right? Like, you know, race, religion, whatever, like, everything comes down to the ideas that you put out under your alias. And, like, realistically, that's all that should matter, is like us communicating ideas, having fun, like how we treat each other and what we bring to the table intellectually is kind of like, to me, that's like a core theme of the project. And to kind of fit with that narrative, you'll notice like all the art that we have, the people don't have, you know, lips, eyes, noses. You know, if you went and put your face through like a 3D scanner type of thing to figure out what your identity was, like, those are the core things that the computer is looking for to attach your identity to, you know, other images or pictures. So, you know, that was kind of the idea behind the art, the name, the number of the collection. And so we, you know, being like a really early project, we have a lot of, you know, core people from Secret Network that are a part of our community. And right now we're in the midst of launching season two, or the army, and it'll be 1740, so 580 times three. So all the OG Anons get a chance to have one, and we get a chance to expand the community. I'm not quite sure how many space apes there are, but you know, when I look at the project compared to other ecosystems, you know, it's like we don't have as many members, and so you know that means we really don't have as large of a reach, maybe like outside of Secret Network. So the goal for season two is like, how do we get more people from outside Secret Network to come over, try a Secret NFT, like experience some of the cool stuff that you can do with that, expand our community, and just like keep growing, you know, the brand and the culture that we want to see persist in Web3. So that's kind of like a quick rundown.
No, I absolutely, absolutely love it. And ha, I beat you to the mute button, Jedi. You get to listen to me talk for once.
Go, brother. Go, hooligan.
But no, I totally love this, the project that you guys have built. And both Jedi and myself have been in, and I mean, gosh, we got Terra Spaces on here recording too. I was going to say, we've all been around for quite some time in the Cosmos scene. So I don't know if they were watching when you guys launched, but I was super butthurt because I didn't make whitelist, and I had to watch like my friend Speecher, or affectionately known as Joe in the Luna community, go mint hers, and she was so stoked. And then I started seeing all my other builder friends getting them, and I'm like, damn it, I missed this. So I'm super stoked that you guys are expanding, because I think your reach will be farther than you expect. Because I know in the lunatic builder circle, there was a lot of us that wanted to mint that didn't get an opportunity. So I think you guys will do well. But I super love the art. I love the ethos. And most importantly, I love the community focus, because that's why we're all here on this space. And that's the coolest part, is if you want to become a DeFi Jedi, it doesn't matter who you are, as long as you come on and build that community and build that thought process, or if you want to be a space ape or an anon. So super cool rundown.
Yeah. And like from my perspective, I definitely agree with you. Like community, when you strip away, like I think utility is a meme, just flat out. Like, I think it's kind of like a joke. Like people were like, yeah, like we need utility. And someone's like, okay, stake this coin or stake this NFT, so then you get some coin, so then you can get some other NFT to combine them. But like, the utility is just a hamster wheel for the most part. Like, they're obviously, you know, people are going to end up making cool games and all sorts of stuff like that. But like, I think a lot of what I see people asking for as utility is just like a hamster wheel. And so like, we didn't want to focus on that. Like, to me, the most persistent thing is community. And so we just really tried to like, you know, reach out to, like, I know Joella, I like DM her, and, you know, just try to get people that are, you know, connected to the Cosmos in a meaningful way, because there's so much stuff that's happening across this space. Like, if you were to try to stay up to date on everything by yourself, like, that would be a full-time job. So like, I kind of see it as like, you need a diverse community, and you need people that are like thought leaders in different communities having a place to come together. And that's what, you know, we're trying to facilitate by like expanding on the network that we've already built.
That's a huge, got you, hooligan, got you. Sorry, it's not gonna be a race every time, but I wanted to say that that's a huge piece of one of our our fellow communities that was built in Luna, was built around that information gathering and sharing amongst the community. Because like you said, the amount of alpha, the amount of knowledge that we each miss on a daily basis. I mean, unless you have 18 hours, 20 hours a day to spend combing through these Medium articles, these Telegrams or Discords, you're gonna miss a lot of stuff, right? So the more we can bring a community together that shares that knowledge, that wealth, right, which is really what we're all here for, is to grow not just our portfolio of coolness of networking, but our wealth. So that's a huge part of it, man. I love hearing that.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, it's hard because, like, obviously you guys are special, you know, you see the vision. I think, like, you know, one of the things that when we were going to launch the second collection, a lot of people were like, oh, but it's not a bull market. Like, you're not going to do as well. And it's like, yeah, but anyone that's around right now are like the people that I want to be connected to. And so it was actually like a conscientious decision to launch it in the bear market, because, you know, these are like the real, even if you're not a builder per se, like, these are like the real fanatics that are like hanging out right now, you know? So to me, like, if you were going to form a community, like, forming it in this market is probably the best route to success in the long term. So
1000% agree. And that's a good segue to get our other guests speaking a little bit as we go back and forth kind of on just projects and IBC. Mm-hmm. But would either of my fellow ape like to talk? Because you guys know a touch about community and building at a bear market, because that's exactly what you're up to right now.
Yeah, hi guys. I think before I kind of get started, I just want to kind of give a little shout out to everybody that's in this room already with us. I can see a lot of our Space Ape community that have joined in. And I think that's, you know, my segue towards community. I think in the short time that we've launched our project, in the short time that we have been blessed to be on Stargaze, the community has been the 100% sole focus of this project. We've managed to build a community that takes ownership of attributes or aspects of each part of our project, which makes it easier for us to be able to do the work we are doing at the moment. And like what I mean by that is, in a short period of time, we've already established sub-communities which have already had a massive influence within the Stargaze community. And that goes to shout out to the Crowns and also the Cowboys and the Bucket Hat for 420 guys. So we've got already within our milestones, we've already hit micro milestones, which we wouldn't have even comprehended at this moment. We've seen a lot of new things come through the TSAS project on Stargaze, which has not been accomplished with previous projects. And I think what we're doing right now as a community is we're setting the gold standard. What would the community should be looking at to achieve or to be able to replicate or mimic what we're doing. Not saying it's the right way, but what we're saying, there's a precedent set there with in terms of how involved you keep your community, how much work that you're doing with the community, and how much work has the community taken on board. So like you said, within that, we've had the micro milestone with the sub-communities first, and then just of recent, we've just made put together our the TSAS Council, which you're going to see some great stuff coming from the council, where they'll be able to share more of the information that comes from the main team. And then obviously within that council, they'll be taking on their own little projects. So there's going to be so many different people taking ownership and leaderships of the role, and that's what we wanted to do. That's what we intentionally did want to do, was to drive a community to be productive, wanting to kind of like say take ownership of the project. And that's within our like our identity, our thesis, and how we kind of wanted this project to develop. I feel like it's developed a lot quicker than expected. Excuse me, sorry. And that's coming from me, where I expected so much, but I think so many people are, you know, I've been touched with so many people that have kind of broadened my horizon within the Stargaze community. And then of recent, we've just officially got the first, if I stand corrected, the first validator on Stargaze as an NFT project, which another milestone within itself to have something like that. That was something that I didn't even think was possible, but we've got people within the team or within the community that are so driven that we've managed to make it happen. And we did made it. I think it was inception about 4 days ago, and it became live 2 days ago, and then we made it active yesterday. So that just speaks volume in terms of how the community have kind of worked together. You know, we do have differences within the community, and I think that's what drives innovation. I think people, you know, not always all singing from the same hymn sheet, but having different ideas and adopting each other's ideas and seeing what works seems to be what's been driving factor for the progress of our project.
Holy smokes. I'm gonna break down one super really key point in there that I gotta just like give a shout out to, because I definitely know I made a little noise about it and saw people like rush to just go make it happen. And like, I know our community was just on top of it. The fact that we funded a validator from our community in 2 days is just freaking ridiculous. Like, I'm so freaking stoked about that. Like, that's such an awesome pull off. And it just shows and speaks volumes to your community and what you can accomplish when people have a shared vision. And I mean, we see that with the guys over on Secret with Anons and what they've built, which I don't think you have enough in your stage two, Ranger, just throwing it out there. I think it's going to be sold out faster than Lickety Split.
That's a beautiful thing. I love it.
But just killer job. Love seeing what we got cooking in the community, and love what everyone's out here building. And that's the best part, is like, if you guys want to know the keys to success on picking an NFT project to put your time and effort into, go find the one with the community full of builders, because that's the one that opens the doors. And that's the one where you can actually get bang for your buck on what you decide to pour in. And totally get it back out like that. There's your big piece of alpha for the day. Go find the builders, and that's the teams you want to be on. Speaking of builders, did I just see Hero pop up?
Oh yeah.
Dope. Now it's an IBC Cosmos party, because now we've got Solana, Terra, Secret, Stargaze. Like, I guess one of us is going to have to plop a project on Juno or some shit so we can keep rounding this out.
I think that's only a matter of time. I think that we've got the group here. And I also saw we have Shirley Lowe in the audience as well, man. This is a growing, very good group of peeps here, man. I love this.
Yo, touching on that subject, Jedi, Shirley Lowe, I actually don't know if she's like a sort of influencer or whatnot, but I definitely remember her being like day 111 of like, you know, Terra back in the days.
I've never heard Shirley speak. I would give her a Jedi Shirley crown if she would come up and speak. And I would make her an honorary member of the DeFi Jedi Council.
Bro, I'll just marry her, dog. I'm Shirley, would you like to be my wife?
She's going to leave in a second.
I have some JPEGs in my wallet.
Oh, I love it. I love it, man. I just had to call it out just because of the Shirley Lowe. You know, there's this, I don't even know if it's a myth, legend, or anything. It might be bigger than that, but there's like, yeah, like you said, day one, and the people that are in here, I see a lot of day one, man. I see a lot of people that have been here for a minute. So a lot of big supporters of the ecosystem, the Cosmos. I love it.
Yeah, and shout out to all the new people as well, because I mean, as you know, and maybe some of you also got wrecked with capital letters.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to share the space again and have fun and laugh and just meet you guys and, you know, just get to vibe is freaking awesome. That's what like keeps us pushing forward. So thanks for being here.
Good call. Yeah. You know, without bringing in new blood, new love, new life and new energy, the community couldn't continue to grow. And the ultimate goal here is to share the knowledge and share the passion that you guys have to build with the community. So growing is the key, man. So more new peeps we see, the better. I love it. Lots and lots of good stuff. Hooligan, I'm gonna hand it back to you for a second. And also ask you, I just sent you a tweet really quick via DM. If you could pin that to the top, guys, there's a tweet I just threw out. It's going to be a quick retweet, if you wouldn't mind. We're going to give away a couple NFTs while we're doing the spaces here. So it's at the top of my profile. So if you go to my profile right now, it is pinned at the top. I'm going to ask you guys all for a simple, well, a huge favor, but the Jedi Force compels you to go retweet that and share it out so we can get some more new blood in here and share the spaces. I want to see if we can get over 69 at least in here, and I'll start giving away some NFTs shortly.
DeFi, so it says this tweet might include sensitive content. Are you guys sharing nude pictures again, or what?
You got no. The only nudes allowed are a bag of dicks, man. That's the truth. We know this. This is the only nude that's allowed and acceptable in crypto is the acceptable bag of dicks pick.
It's not a party unless bag of dicks has been brought up in your spaces, just so you guys are aware. So like Ranger, next time you're doing an Anon space, you'll know it's really a party if bag of dicks is brought up. And you'd be amazed who actually has a bag of dicks. Which does they are Ranger, migrating, by the way, to Terra 2.0, just for fun.
What's Ranger's Terra? Does Ranger have a Terra address? Because I should send him a bag of dicks, or we should have Lude send him one just so that he's a part of the fam. I'm just saying.
As a builder, it is a must. Like, if you're a builder and you don't have a bag of dick NFT, you're missing out. But we're way off track.
Sorry, guys. That's what happens when you're with a Jedi. I apologize. I will give back to you, Hooligans. Get us back on track.
Yeah. Go pin this tweet. Get us back on track. Just push me around, Jeebs. Maybe I should be a droid. Then I wouldn't have to have the feels. So, all right, like back on track. So, holy cow, we've got really kick-ass builders in here. So let's talk the fun, nerdy tech stuff, because I think that's really where all our hearts are. We know these are communities of builders and people that want to grow the space. So let's talk about cool stuff that's going on. So when you have Hero on, and I know you guys have talked about it a lot, but still just for funsies, like, what was it like getting through the first dual mint on Cosmos? So minting on Terra and minting on Solana. Like, I know it had some hiccups and struggles, but you guys persevered and then went on to enhance and go to burning and all sorts of cool stuff. But like, what was that like for you guys? Like, maybe walk us through and maybe where we're at now, like what you've learned, and without giving away too much alpha, if there is any tie to it, but like, what are you building now? Like, what's going on?
Okay. That was like three questions. I'll answer the first one, bro. And that is like, how was it to launch Duo? So you guys know Jordan, it was his idea to launch Duo. One, we were Terra people. We were like lunatics from the get-go, but we missed the hackathon mark just by a tiny bit, and so we then went to Solana, and that's when we said, well, I mean, we're trying to launch like we're trying to publish something on Solana's hackathon, but really we're Terra people, so let's create a dual mint. That was Jordan's idea, so we said let's do it. This is Motivating Gene speaking. So I went out there and looked for some developers, and they were down. It was fairly easy. Like, the idea was fairly easy for them, and it hadn't been done, at least not in the sense of like. So we had one escrow contract that had all its tokens, and whether you had a Solana wallet or a Terra wallet, it didn't matter. It was like one pool, and you could mint from either Solana or Terra, wherever you had your wallet from. And so that's what separates, I guess this is what the details of the dual mint are. When some people thought that, oh, we were gonna split like the supply 50-50, and it was like, no, it's one pool. And really, whichever network mints the most, they'll have the most. And of course Terra won, but that was a pain in the butt, man. it was rough. It was sheesh, dude. Like, it had never been done before. And you guys remember like the first day that we launched, like it went well, but then the day after it didn't. Everything failed. And what's funny is that it wasn't even something that the back end devs like could fix. So it wasn't their mistake. It was a mistake in behalf of another of a front end dev that saw the code, and he just wanted to like make it look like more organized, and he moved some of their code, and that's why when the back end devs were looking at their own code, they couldn't like figure out what the heck was wrong. So really, nothing was wrong in their code. It's just something that one of the front ends had like meticulously like arranged that messed everything up. But it was a bunch of stress, man. It was it was rough, but you know, it's what you get for doing these things. And yeah, guys, when it comes to building, there's definitely like a stressful part of it besides the fun and giggles, because when you don't deliver, people kind of treat you like shit sometimes. Like, you know, they were giving us the middle fingers and stuff like that, and we're like, ah, fucking hey bro, it was rough.
I was gonna say fucked by feng shui by your front end dev. Oh, rough. I never heard the final like outcome of what happened, so I appreciate you breaking it down for me, Gene. By the way, it's good to hear your voice, brother. It's been a minute. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, dude, love it, miss you, brother. Good to hear you speaking.
All right, Jedi, like,
for having me.
Of course. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. Jedi, you gotta ask some questions. Stir it up. I'm gonna go figure out how to pin your tweet.
I do. I actually have a question. There are three very big communities being represented here today, and my one question for the first part is, we'll go in kind of here the order that we announced. So we'll go with Anons, then Space Apes, then Hero as well. I know you touched on it when you guys briefly opened up, but I'd like to hear about what is happening right now. What is your, and I'm going to kind of focus this question down, like what's coming and what should we be prepared for? So if you have something new you want to share and talk about, I know Anons, we have Anon. I want to say it right. Ranger, tell me what you got cooking that I can share with my Jedi fam to make sure that they don't miss out. And then we'll pass the ball to the Space Apes and the Heroes as well.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, like we're going to mint our second collection to expand the community. And that mint will likely take place like the 27th or so. So we're finalizing, like we're going to redo our website and we're putting out new minting contracts and everything. So we're kind of in the midst of the building process right now. And would love, you know, if you guys are interested in minting a secret NFT or you're interested in joining our community, like please like check out the, you know, the art that's coming and feel free to reach out. So that's really our focus at the moment.
I love that. That's what I wanted to hear. So I knew that you guys were expanding. You'll have to pardon my lack of secret Jedi prowess, because I didn't know what the meaning of you guys chose. What was the number 580 to begin with? Correct? Or
yeah, 580 is the within like the OG secret community. That's like a meme price target. So I think that would be like right. That would be like top five. They were like, yeah, what would put us in the top five? Like, oh, okay, let's just make it 580. Okay.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. I love it. That's beautiful. And you guys started with a small community, 580, man. That's like a pretty tight-knit group. So with that, you guys are opening up the doors to, well, you guys will essentially be tripling, quadrupling the size of your community, right, for holders?
Yeah, and that's assuming that I think it would probably be tripling, assuming that the, you know, current holders, right. But it's most important. Yeah. Like to expand, because, you know, we have 580 NFTs, but like, you know, if you have, I think there's 350 people in our chat room, which on Secret Network, what we do is we have private metadata. So on we're like a Telegram and Twitter focused community. So if you're on our website and you own one, you can basically put your Telegram handle in the private metadata, and prove your ownership of that NFT without having to like announce it to anyone. And that we have like a bot which will essentially, you know, add or kick members based upon their ownership. And so with like the 580 collection, I think we have like 350 people in there. And so like it is a very close community, which I think, you know, is really helpful. And, you know, we're big Telegram people. So that is where you will see most of the activity. But yeah, we're really excited to, you know, get more people involved and, you know, especially get people from other ecosystems across IBC. So
that's exactly why I am here too, because I believe in multi-chain, right? Bringing people together. So whether you're a ETH maxi, maybe you came from Solana, maybe you came as a lunatic, it doesn't matter where you come from or what you, you know, you favor. My goal is to help spread the, you know, what is a, you know, good community or a moving forward, somebody that is making changes that are worthwhile, right? Somebody that is helping the grow and not just, you know, just in it for their chain, right? Like, because even though, you know, Secret is imperative, it's imperative that multi-chains succeed and NFTs from multi-chains succeed. And we all work together to grow the community because we can bring together the smartest minds and the smartest, the best people of the entire galaxy and share that knowledge and that wealth. So I love the openness, you guys. Thank you. And here,
hey, DeFi. So one thing, Anon, do you guys or DeFi? Do you know how we met with the dudes at Anon?
I was just gonna say, like, I have no idea how to mint, and I have no idea how much it's gonna be. So, Ranger, would you be so kind as to share any of that information if it's available yet? If not, you know, what do you got?
Yeah, so we're going to mint on our website. So it'll be in S Secret, which is the wrapped privacy version of Secret. And it'll be 150 Secret. So we're going to have, you know, we're, like I mentioned earlier, we're redoing our website. It'll be really cool. The Space Apes will love it because there'll be bananas everywhere. And it will be really fun. So, if anyone has questions, I probably should put out like a tweet thread for people, like, how do you turn Secret into S Secret? You can obviously get Secret off Osmosis and send it over. But then, you know, within Kepler, there's like this wrapping function, which essentially turns it into a privacy token. That is what the, you know, mint will be in.
I'm going to go ahead and say I did my first Secret mint for the Kevin Smith project, the Kilroys, and it was a process, but the dudes or lady, whoever was helping me over at Legendary DAO, was super helpful on helping me get all my stuff wrapped. And it sounds complicated. It's really not that bad. You just need someone to give you a light walkthrough. And most of the tutorials that are available from like Secret are pretty self-explanatory, and it's way easier on desktop. I don't even think you can do it on mobile.
Yeah, and I guess I should just describe Secret a little bit in case, you know, no one's aware. But essentially, like on most chains, you know, you have your private key that allows you to make an instruction from your wallet. You have your public key where people can send you things or you send things from. And then on Secret Network, you have what's called a viewing key, which you can think of as like the middle ground between that. And it's basically only the people that have that viewing key that you generate from your private key can look at what your wallet holds. So the hardest part to understanding the Secret is understanding that piece, that like there's this viewing key, and that's actually what preserves your privacy so that you can, you know, sport your Anon as your PFP, but also keep it, you know, also keep your like holdings or whatever private. So that, I mean, that's basically it, but definitely DMs open if you need some help, by the way.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll definitely be minting Anons. I still haven't picked the winners off of that giveaway. I got to do it. I'm just lazy. So we'll get to it and send
lazy it. And only having 24 hours in a day is two different things, my friend. I know better than that. Shut up. Hey, guys, I have a little crisis I have to go take care of for a few minutes. So I'm going to mute myself and hand Hooligan the reins for a couple of moments. But I will be back to draw some winners here shortly for the giveaway. So make sure you tweet. I saw a bunch of retweets happen. So thank you guys. And then Hooligan, I appreciate you taking the reins for a few
minutes. Go take care of your stuff.
I'll be right back.
Quit rambling.
Peace.
It's all right. It wouldn't be a Star Wars. It wouldn't be a Star Wars saga if the droid didn't come in to save the day. Anyways, if you're late to the party, I was equated to as a protocol droid earlier today, and I'm still a little butthurt. So Ranger, thank you for walking us through. And if you don't know about Secret, or even if you've dabbled with it, like, I appreciate the explanation because that actually made it a little easier to understand and articulate for me. So well done. I appreciate. And get your Secret ready and go get it swapped over to S Secret and probably go join their Discord would be a good way to catch mint dates and follow the Twitters. So that you don't get left behind, but not a lot of inventory coming. So I wish you luck. You might have to try and win a hero whitelist because they've been lazy. Speaking of hero, what you guys got cooking over there, Gene? You guys got stuff in the works. I saw some pixels and some other things. You want to give us an update where your hero's at right now?
Yeah. But last thing, Shirley, if you are still thinking about getting married to me, I'm still waiting. So. No rush. Just take your time. I'm still here, okay? Also, shout out to I thought Histicali. Shout out Terra Spaces. Emperor Osmo. Guys, so if you guys are into osmosis, this guy here is like a must follow if you want alpha from osmosis, honestly. So shout out to you, brother. Brother Tizzle. Tizzle Big Gums. He's also, you know, he's a leader in the mental health awareness community for, you know, just for NFTs, just blockchain in general. And if mental health awareness is one of the things that we definitely like to touch on and you know, take it serious. And then Lil Gaines too. Lil Gaines, go follow that dude. He has a podcast in Cosmos. And then, yeah, let me know if I missed anyone else. But guys,
and Tor just joined, who is the leader of the Secret Foundation.
Oh, snap. Tor is in the house?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you invite people up, but he's a very good speaker, so.
I got Mr. Tor tagged, so if you want to come chat, you are welcome to always jump up on the soapbox and cut off Gene at any point. But otherwise, feel free. Oh, there it is. All you had to do is say it once.
I'm here for the vibes.
Hey, that's exactly what we all hear about. Yo, the Secret party out in Austin, by the way, was lit. I think that's where we met the Anons peeps. Thanks for having that. That was pretty lit.
Dude. I'm sorry. I gotta just say, I am so sad that I didn't get to go to the Secret party down in Austin. Like, I'm super elated because, like, we're having a baby girl in the next, like, 72 hours. So, like, that's cool. And we're super excited. But, like, man, I wanted to party with Kevin Smith and Tor. Like, dude, I'm so sad I didn't get to come kick it with you guys. Like, anyways, that's my rant. I'm just sad about it.
It won't be the last opportunity. In fact, are any of y'all coming down to Cosmoverse?
What? Where's that at?
Cosmoverse is in Medellin in September.
Oh, dang. Where can we find more info? I'm down.
Yeah, the next in-person stuff that we're going to try to do is going to be first in New York for Masari Mainnet, and then we're all going to jump from there to Cosmoverse. get down to Medellin and see the rest of the IBC gang. So for people who are going to be there, we'll be back there. We don't just do like one thing a year, but yeah, until then, Twitter Spaces, that's a thing.
It is. It's a good way to share some vibes, hang out with the friends. And honestly, the best thing about a bear market is it's all a bunch of builders. So like, thanks for coming to the water cooler, kids.
Yeah, I hadn't felt FOMO all day until Tor just like straight up shilled the Medellin event. Thank you, Tor.
You're welcome.
I'm awesome.
I just want you to feel something.
The feels are there because I'm now jealous and sad again because I just don't think a trip to Colombia with a 2-month-old is in the cards right now.
I get that. Look, congratulations also. But yeah, when we know how this is, we've had multiple babies in the secret ecosystem. We had a few Secret Labs devs who had some young children, couldn't join for all kinds of stuff we wish that they could have joined for. So with luck, we just start doing this more often than not.
As soon as she's socially acceptable to put in a backpack, bro, it's on like Donkey Kong. So like 2023 is feeling like the year where Waifu and I will be out terrorizing all of you guys at conferences again.
Delightful.
With his paper, what is it? Bag of dicks?
Hey, you know, at this point, like, bag of dicks is getting migrated, and then it's going to just marinate like a fine meme to just rear its head randomly in spaces now and again. Like, we'll see what the future holds, but I think there's only like 150 of us out there. I think the last time I did a snapshot, there's about 100, 110. So it's a pretty tight-knit community of like OG lunatics and whatnot. So it's a rugged so hard. Oh, man.
Shit.
That hurt. Like, I fell over. Like, I think my back hurts.
Dang. All good. All good. Well, we're back. We'll just build it back up because, you know, we're lunatics and we're used to it.
And we're here to rebuild.
Yo, I'm really happy that Emperor is here. Emperor, are you one of those that gets on spaces and speaks or not really? Because honestly, he has like a bunch of alpha all the time.
I shot him a speaky invite.
Not really. Okay. I mean, I totally can, but I'm just more of a listener and analyzer more than a speaker.
Yeah, I follow you from like one of the Osmosis accounts that I have.
Okay. Which one?
So I'm helping the team with Wasmo NFTs. I'm helping them out. Okay. Yeah. So I follow you from that account. Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, nice. Well, now you follow me here. It's nice. I'm excited for the launch on Stargaze, to be honest. So I wasn't able to mint one when it was in on Terra. So I'm definitely excited to see it come to the Cosmos again.
Thank you, good sir. Yeah, we're definitely learning. I don't know. There's got to be an evolution, right, to NFTs. Like there is, you know, obviously from JPEGs to, I don't know, whatever sort of playable games, maybe not play to earns, but just like actual games. There's like smarter people that can talk on this subject. Like, for example, John from Treasure DAO, he's saying that Cosmos blockchain is literally like a foundation for blockchain gaming because of its low fees and its, you know, interchain. And so he's talking about how the evolution of upcoming PFPs won't just be like, you know, just art and like a non-fungible token, but rather, you know, we'll be able to make them more fungible and then I guess like continuous. So yeah, and then what's his name? Sefi also, if you follow Sefi, he talks about it too. So matter of fact, let me see if I can reach out to both John and Sefi, and then we can just have a call about like gaming and stuff like that. So they can like open our minds a little bit.
Someone just DM Sefi. It like it's not like he's got a Luna chart to watch right now. I'm sure he could get on here.
Fact. Feffy, where are you at?
For reals, for reals. Sorry about the rug. I appreciate everyone joining back up. I saw Jedi join for a minute, and then it looks like he got rugged again. So maybe he's the rug. Blame him. Protocol droids don't rug people. So, let's just keep BSing for a minute or two. I appreciate you guys hanging with us while we do that. We just want to give everyone a chance to join back up before we maybe pick up back where we were. We'll see if Tor jumps back in. I know Anon's Ranger had to go take care of something. He was about out of time, so I don't know if we'll get them back in here, but it was dope to get to learn about their project.
Man, I was going to ask them for some whitelist for our community, but I guess I'll have to do that separately.
I'm pretty sure I can go arrange that. So I'll go hit him up, see if he's got any more whitelists to give out and see if we can do some for the apes. And probably would be cool to reciprocate him one and see if he wants to participate in the ape culture with us. So,
yeah, we're cool with that. And I think I want to put it on Gene's toes as well for some whitelists for our community. Would go a long way.
All right, guys, I have to go. Have a nice day.
I was just going to actually ask you, though. I know this is a smaller batch that's coming out on Stargaze, right?
Yeah. Just kidding there with the Space Age Society. There is, I'm actually a little bit confused. I told Tiz, I'm like, yo, I've told everyone. I'm like, yes, let's do it. And let's get it done with, because I don't know how many like subcommunities of apes there is out there that at this point I'm like, whoa, this is what I'm seeing. Honestly, you guys is like hard work and effort. Yeah, man, you guys are definitely building. So definitely whitelist and yeah, congrats to you guys. I'm super proud of you.
I appreciate you being proud of us. That makes me feel good on the inside as a longtime hero holder and fellow DGen. It's always good to earn some love from the peers, because yeah, there are a lot of apes out there, but not all the apes are builders, and not all of them are doers. And like, we figured out what the posable thumbs are for, and we're straight evolving, so just keep an eye out. So what's the total supply like? What's coming? Like, tell us about your Stargaze mint. Do you feel like now's an okay time, or you want to wait another minute?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to co-host me to help you maybe bring more people into the space?
Are you saying my following is not enough?
Oh, how many followers do you have? Let me see.
No, it's not enough. Let's get you on a co-host. That's
4K. We can help out
like that. We can help out. Thanks, buddy. You should have a co-host invite. Yeah. And then let's burn another minute. Let's let some people jump up and in. And then maybe we can pass co-hosts as projects get to kind of show new.
Yeah, I think, yeah, PS Labs had joined too. But yeah, here, I'll run a little bit. I'll ramble my way through. So, okay, so yeah, so it's 1,001 collection on Stargaze. The reason why we launched a collection on Stargaze is because Stargaze is the next, go-to marketplace in Cosmos, if not the biggest. But at the same time, I have to say that they're underrated. They're underrated in the aspect of like the technology that they have behind, like, for example, their own app chain. Emperor, by the way, if I say something wrong, please correct me. But they're also carbon neutral, and they're the ones pioneering the S721, which is the standard contract to transfer tokens through pretty much like imagine Juno to Terra in this case, or Terra to Osmosis, or anything that is IBC, right? So that is going to be pretty cool, because eventually we also have Evmos, and Ethereum will also be able to be interchanged. So kind of like the way Solana transfers tokens to Ethereum, but now now for Cosmos. Emperor, everything right there? Did I miss something? Should we add?
No, you're good. No, and that's one of the things that's really undermined about Stargaze right now. It's the ability that we're going to be able to bring on a tokenized version. If you wanted to bring like a punk from Ethereum, you're going to be able to see that on Stargaze. And that's not something that's definitely missing from the narrative right now.
Yeah, and And will the other way around be like do we transfer IBC tokens out to like Ethereum in this case?
Right.
That's cool. And then what about Solana? Is there anything, like, I know it's completely different chains, but is there any works around Solana?
I think Meat has something to say.
Meat. Yeah, let us know. But anyway, guys, going back to the Stargate. So, yeah, so there's definitely, you know, super smart builders, really smart people there. I myself would, you know, like, definitely have like feedback to give to Stargaze, because they're essentially builders, right? And so we as a community are the ones that can, if it's a decentralized marketplace, we can join. Freaking get some tokens yourself, you know, and even ride the wave, because it's just starting. And speaking to the Osmosis devs and just kind of like being in the chats there, just kind of reading what they got going on, they're not, it's not that they're staying away from normal PFPs, but they're definitely looking into building what the next thing is, right? And so, for example, if you look at Osmosis, they have an NFT builder. And so within this NFT builder, it's going to be a part of their decks, right? It's going to be a part of their suite. If you look at Qcoin, or if you look at crypto.com, or Binance, and even Coinbase, they already have an NFT marketplace. But it's, you know, I guess you could call it like some sort of centralized marketplace. And so what Osmosis is doing is that they're launching Wasmo NFTs. They're pretty much, everyone's going to be able to claim one, I guess like a profile picture. This wouldn't be the NFT. The NFT is the accessories. And so the way you acquire these accessories is by, you know, participating on some pools. And then there's like a little bit of crafting involved. And so they're using the main lead, NFT lead at Osmosis. His name is John Patton. So he's the founder of Treasure DAO, if you guys have Minted out there. But he is saying that they're using Wasmo and its NFT builder as like the prime example of what gamification can be done in Cosmos. So going back to Stargaze, you know, when they're done developing their NFT standard, then it opens up our doors so much, right? And there's so much devs can do, and then there's so much we can do as community. I think we're the ones that will definitely sail the boat and like push the flags to give direction to it, to the boat. And so I don't know, it's one of those things that, okay, we gotta excuse my French here, but we gotta like fuck with the Stargaze community. And yeah, I'm super stoked to be part of, you know, of them, kind of, you know, it's like we're joining their party, and we're happy that, you know, they're opening their arms to their home, and we just want to vibe and you know, see what we can collab with. So yeah, it's 1,000. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I'm glad you found your way here the same way I kind of found my way into Stargaze, was like, dude, when Rome was burning, so to speak, yeah. It was definitely really cool. Like, I actually was able to talk with the Stargaze team a couple of different times, and I'm just super stoked about what's going on over here in the Cosmos, in all the support that really everyone had to bring people in from Luna. And I hope that we can keep that way. So as other implosions that do inevitably happen throughout, you know, the crypto world, we can keep absorbing communities of builders and just really be the best decentralized option. And damn, we're getting close. So I feel it. That's why I'm here at Stargaze, and why I'm definitely in the IBC world building with our teams. And, you know, Tix is still building quietly. We should have some updates there too, but life's going good, man. So 1,001, getting ready to mint. What's the mint price going to be, Gene? What's the mint price?
So In stars, I'm not very sure, but like in USD 25 compared to our, how much did we mint heroes for? Was it 200?
Yep. It was 200.
Yeah. Look at that. What a difference. And that's another thing. It's like, we're not doing this one for, I don't know, like profit sakes or, we're just, you know, wanting to launch something dope, something that's unique, something that does have a low supply. So, you know, people can for sure hodl. and then, yeah, we have an upcoming airdrop as well. This is, so I don't know if you've read our comics before. Have you?
I would like to say I've delved in. I started in and then like life became a whirlwind. So my fiat world has been pretty nutty. So I've just been slammed. It's my busiest season. So no, I've been pretty off radar, which is why I've been quiet on Twitter a lot lately too.
Yeah, no worries. My man's about to have a kid. No worries, bro. So we came out with the first chapter of comics. And we had, you know, the OG heroes, right? The like the robot ones. And so there's a whole lore. There was a lore prior to launching, and then we're continuing the lore. If anyone wants to read the comics, you can just go to heronft.io, or like the link is also in our bio, and then just hit the comics section. It used to be like only holders can read it, but now everyone can read them. But anyway, we're at three, chapter three. Chapter three is like a 27 pager. And so if you keep reading, you'll see that we kind of expanded into a multiverse of different characters, but following the lore. And so it's this multiverse characters that we want to launch multi-chain. So for example, if hero robots were on Terra, we'll have, for example, something slightly different on Stargaze. But then there's the whole multi-universe, and then there's like the multi-chain, right? So multi-chain following the multi-universe, we'll get to launch on Polygon. However, it's a completely different character that still follows like the main lore and the main story. So really, the price of the token is $25. We'll be using that to continue the lore, and continue to go multi-chain. So to anyone that holds, an OG hero from the start, and anyone that holds the Stargaze, pixel, then they'll be selected to receive, one of the, anime airdrop because we're anime fans. And then, I mean, bro, also do talk to Polygon because they like bought out everyone in Terra, but I don't know if you've seen like the amount of work that they're doing. They're putting a lot of investment into, you know, acquiring projects. I think they're like now like working, they like they're working with Disney right now. They're doing a bunch of things and I'm honestly not caught up. But I'm just being flashed like all these moves that I'm like, wow, okay, Polygon, we'll look into you. You know, we'll see what you have going on. But yeah, we'll be also launching a small collection out there. And then yeah, guys, following this this community, you know, because this is like what we can do, right? As far as bringing like utility. When Terra was down, to give an example, it's like okay, there's not much devs can do, right? Like this whole like chain that, you know, a lot of people and devs had invested time and money into had its algorithm had failed. And so what do we do, Hooligan? What do we do as community members? We can't do anything but sorrow right next to your brother or sister who's feeling, you know, as shitty as you are. And so that's why I tell like all the hero holders, hey guys, we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay. And sure, we're like a brand, you know, we're not like a blockchain or whatever. But you bet that it's like in a way, it's like like its own little town and its own little community. That when you need something, you know, Tiz knows what's up. That we're here for you in any aspect of actually being here for you and whatever that means. So yeah, I just want to extend that arm to all of you guys.
because, you know, we all need friends. And even if we can be that for someone else, whether you hold a Hero NFT or not, that's what we're all about, man. We want to share some love.
All right, I'm going to unpack some of that from a personal level. So, because you asked, what do we do? And my first mind went, or like the first thing that came to mind went, well, silly Gene, I spent all of my Luna on NFTs. So, like, I guess what I'm, maybe I'll get to write a book about it someday, because my hopes and dreams are that although I got wrecked on what I held in Luna, which was painful and rough, but I know it really wrecked a lot of people. I really did accidentally have probably 85% of my bag in Luna NFTs. So I can't go nowhere. Like that's like, oh, I had a lot of NFTs. We'll just leave it there. But like, yeah. So I'm stoked you guys are building. I'm stoked to see Polygon reached out and what them and One Planet have been working on. And then I'm stoked for the teams that decided to stay and build on Terra 2.0, like Galactic Punk sticking around and still pushing and Nowhere still building. And who would have thought Talos would be the front runner on the relaunch? Like, hello, like it's crazy times, man. Like, so, you know, maybe when shit does hit the fan, holding NFTs is the way. Like, I'm pretty sure out of the 1,000+ I have, like 70% might not rebuild, but like, yo, if that 30% does, that's a hell of a lot better than the airdrop I got. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they didn't lose its value. I mean, as fast as Luna was, you know, losing its value, people were running to JPEGs to, I guess, you know, keep some of that stability.
It was kind of nutty. I mean, yeah, like stories for the next conference. Unfortunately, it won't be Medellin for me, but you know. So are we going to have a shot at minting your guys' drop on Stargaze? Like, or is this thing pretty much going to be whitelist and Hero Hold? Like, or is it just open mint? What's the dynamic here in the ever controversial world of token NFT drops?
Yeah. So we have 1,001. So far we are not grinding for a whitelist. Like there is, for anyone that's launching a project out there, there is some sort of grinding that you have to do with partnerships and, you know, reaching out and giving out whitelists and all of that. And we're not doing that this time. The reason we're not doing that is because we feel pretty confident that it will sell out. We're not attached to like the timing, whether it takes 24 hours or like, I don't know, like a whole week. Like we're with it. And we're like almost like, I don't know, okay, running some of the risks in case it doesn't. But like, you know, knowing our community, like, okay, we know that they'll probably go pretty apesy pretty hard. And so, yes, we definitely want to leave a lot available for public. Matter of fact, like I would love for, I don't know, for 90% to be available for public. And then also I have another question, if that answered your question there, but does Stargaze have bots or do they have an anti-bot system?
I have not ran into a botted mint on Stargaze yet. Emperor, what about you? Alpha, I know you haven't accepted my invites to speak, but I know you've definitely done some due diligence with PS Labs. I haven't seen anything botted. We weren't botted that I was aware of on our Space Ape Mint. Like it was pretty damn weird.
We didn't have any bots, I don't think, but we did have quite a few whales that whaled in on the project. So I think for next time, like say with our next launch, we might limit the numbers of what people can mint at one time. Because like you said, on Stargaze, you could say at like 50 on public. And you know what that does, obviously it reduces the pool size of what kind of how many people you get into your community. And I think all of us, we want more kind of people coming in rather than one person holding a large supply of your collection, which can manipulate things. But yeah, I think that's how you can do it in terms of like you said, reduce the number size of what can be minted per wallet.
I definitely agree with that feedback. I might have wailed into our project a little bit, but I'm known to wail into any project that I can get my mitts on. Emperor, what were you going to say? Did you have feedback?
No, I mean, I was going to say, I wailed into this one as well. One of the few ones that I wailed into, but I have not run into any bots personally.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks for wailing together.
Yeah, Emperor has been speaking to me on the side, and maybe just a little bit of alpha for the guys that hold our one-on-ones. We might have something in the future for Juno as well. So something that's going to be on the horizon. I think something that we've talked about in the team, but that's something that's in the future. But we've got an idea, we've got a theme, and hopefully it'll be as good as what we've got right now.
Speaking of whales, I see another whale that deserves a shout out. So Joe Dirt, what's happening? I see your 101. Last time I checked, isn't that some hero garb on that 101? But shout out to our whales. We appreciate you. We at least got good whales that jumped in, like at least the ones that have made the flex that were like, oh yeah, you have three 101s. You're a ridiculous whale.
Ridiculous speaking whale. Of, I love that word.
Speaking of, there's a ridiculous whale that just got brought up. What's up, buddy?
Not much. What about hero garb?
Oh, nothing. I thought you bought the. I thought we had a 101 with some hero garb.
No. There's just that Terra necklace, you know, on my Jedi Obi-Wan, you know. So
he's not even here for you to shill to right now. He's not even. You got to wait for him to join back.
I know. I've been pestering him. I've been hitting him up every day. He's just trying to work out an arrangement. So I just want him to have it. I mean, I might just give it to him. So.
Oh my gosh, guys, I have a public announcement. My goodness. Are you ready for this? Shirley Lowe has followed us. So I'm about to text her, bro. Shirley, since the day that I met you, my heart has not been the same.
She's also not here for you to shill to. You got to invite her back.
No, I'm low-key going to text her. I can make this a public announcement. I'm just going to text her low-key to see if she wants to be like my Web3, like, sidey.
Your Web3 waifu?
Yeah, let me see if she approves this message. And then if she does, I'll have to ask her to send me her private keys because everything that's hers in a way is mine. So that's how it works, right?
You're my favorite ridiculous person.
I'm low-key texting. All right, I'm going to take 5 minutes to text her right now. I'm serious about this.
All right. Well, Gene's taking a minute to nail down his Web3 waifu. Let's talk some more apes. What we got cooking. I know there's some, like, oh, by the way, if you're not aware, the Space Ape Council has a validator that you can stake stars to through your Kepler wallet. And with a percent of the validator commissions, we are burning and buying floor. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. That's what we've gone with at the moment. But we have had other community members that have had other ideas. But like you said, what we've intended to do with the initial validator is to burn, sweep the floor. But we've got opportunity, and that's a shout out to Nostradamus that put the validator together, that we can change the validator, change what the commission goes towards in the future. But I think initially what we want to do is we're trying to put as many deflationary systems in place, make our collection super rare as possible. Yeah, we were, I think, second largest collection on Stargaze after the S-Punks. I think we're the second largest, so bringing that number down was always our idea initially, to reduce that collection down to almost, I think our initial idea is about around 2,500, and that's what we want to keep it out, maybe even lower to 2,000, and then just make all of them super rare. I think what we're talking about with Joe as well, about the one-of-ones, their utility is coming in the future, and it's going to be a big utility. Not that I can share that right now, but it is, like I said, to do with the next collection that's coming within the TSAS umbrella corporation, or whatever you want to call it. But we've got another project that we kind of like the idea of, and we want to kind of launch that, and that's going to have a super utility for anyone that holds the one-of-ones. Yeah, so I'm just been while we were on starting the chat on Spaces, I was speaking to the dev. Seems like we are pretty much 95% there with the swap shop. He's just running the JSON files against what's in our collection to what we have already in the swap shop. So just going to be running that back and forward, and hopefully that should be a go very soon. And if that's a go, then the mutant collection, guys, we have, or I've got all the traits ready, just need to generate all the images and stuff. So we should be ready with mutants at the back end of the month, or at least first week of maybe August. That's where we are with the mutant collection. Also, everyone knows what the utility behind our mutants are, that if you hold a mutant, you will get an airdrop of the series 2 and 3. So you'll get an airdrop of the human and also the 3D ape. When those series come to fruition, or when they get launched, you'll get an airdrop of that with a snapshot, whoever holds the mutant at that time. Once the swap shop goes live, the serums will be coming very soon after. It's not going to be very difficult to get that up and running once the swap shop's been sorted out and worked out the way it needs to be. I know a lot of the community have been asking when I did give a date, I think around about between the 15th and 17th. We are on the 19th at the moment. And there is a lot of pressure on to make sure that we kind of stick to as many of our, you know, deadlines that we've given. But guys, just bear with us, because we don't want something to be rushed. If it comes out and it doesn't work, then what was the point of us doing it? We'd rather have a working mechanics behind what we've kind of originally intended to do with that milestone or with our roadmap. So hopefully that's, like I say, it'll come to pass you in the next couple of days, and we can really kind of roll that out. Once that goes through, we'll probably use the same system to use on the serums as well. I think we'll be the first to do this on Stargaze in terms of how the swap shop works, also how you can use your mutants and the serum on your apes. So there's, like I said, a lot of things to come in a very short period of time between now and the start of next month. And we just, like I said, we're moving forward in so many different directions. It's hard for myself to even keep up, because like the council, I've got so many different ideas. The Crown Apes, I've got loads of things going on. The Cowboys, I've got things going on. The Bucket, all the sub-communities within PSAS, I've got their own kind of project running at the same time. So there's so many different working mechanics within our project right now. I think even for, like I said, for myself, it's just hard to even keep up. And I think that's just shows the strength of our community at this moment.
It looks like Hero might have got rugged. There was so much heat and alpha just coming from your lips right now that it melted Hero out of our spaces. I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed, bro. I'm just impressed.
I don't know where you lost me, because I was even looking at my screen. where did I get up to?
Oh man, like, I mean, you. Like you for like you blacked out. You don't even know what alpha you just dropped.
No.
Well, if you wanted a roadmap update, you guys are up to speed. No, there's so much stuff going on, and I think the one thing that people underestimate, and I really wish Hero was still here, and I really wish that Anons were still here, and we weren't getting rugged so hard by Twitter Satan Spaces. Like, just because it's an NFT project doesn't mean we're not doing cool shit on the blockchain. Like, it doesn't mean that, you know, like, people need to realize there's more to these communities than meets the eye. And the NFT that you hold is just the place marker in the club that brings you in to be a part of things and, like, get to go after that cool stuff. Like, I mean, we got Combat Wombat from good old PS Labs up here, and he's another one that can talk to it. I mean, the fact that I can throw random words on a website, hit a button, pay nothing, and get a like NFT dropped in my wallet, that's dope as shit, just because I hold a couple of tokens. Like, I know it's a very primitive form of utility, but like, it's got to start somewhere. So that's my rant. Like, cool shit's coming. Hey, I see Stoned Island out there too. We should have them come up. Combat Wombat, talk to us. What's up, buddy?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in my work truck out here doing the Fiat grind, so and my AirPods just died, so relying on the truck speakers not to sound too crappy, but just wanted to drop in and say hi. I don't get to do these Twitter spaces as often as I'd like to anymore.
I feel that in the depths of my soul, dude. Next spaces you guys hear me on, there should be a newborn in the background crying. So, like, that's my level of Fiat life right now, bro.
Yeah, I feel that. not the newborn anymore, which I'm thankful for, because, man, that stage is just no sleep and fucking zombies, you know, just staring off into the distance all day.
Well, don't worry, we're safe. It's a bear market. And if I learned one thing, pregnancies occur in the bull market, not the bear market. So.
Yeah. You're also paying off your taxes in a bear market. Usually it looks like if you're playing dumb.
we'll just move on from that. That comment, jeez Louise. Welcome back, Gene. Thanks for rejoining us. It appeared your face got melted off and straight rugged you because the amount of alpha that was being dropped on what space apes are up to. So it's good to have you back, and it's always good to have you on here, Mr. Wombat. Like, I've missed your voice, sir. So good to have you up here.
No doubt. I don't have very long to stay on here, so I just figured I'd drop some quick updates for you guys, not to intrude on Space Apes or Heroes Party here, but
I think you're amongst family, so like
no doubt, yeah, we've gotten nothing but support, so we appreciate that. So we just had a team meeting just yesterday, and we try to do them fairly frequently. But a couple of things that I'm excited about that we have coming. We just hired another dev, so you know, people can look forward to new features getting rolled out even faster. We're gonna have a total website revamp. So, and we just got a sneak peek from the designer on how hopefully everything will work and kind of flow on the new website. And I gotta say, like, from the user perspective, it feels and looks super slick. So I'm excited for that. And then we got a couple more animation styles and seeds coming. I think we have like a pixel art one that's gonna be coming out. And then, you know, the future is multi-chain. You know, we gotta be ready to move. And ultimately, you know, PS Labs is, you know, while we have NFTs, like, the service we provide makes us sort of a business in every sense of the word. So being able to pivot and being able to offer the service across multiple blockchains is going to be priority for us. So we've definitely got Polygon on the books, and then it looks like we're definitely looking at Sol releasing on there, because, man, for some reason, I mean, I say some reason, but big surprise, people love the AI on Sol. They're losing their shit over there right now on some of those AI projects. So
I mean,
the other thing that I'm super excited about, the last thing is I'm pushing for this, because, but I know it's like something that is going to come a little bit later, but the being able to use your initial, what we call an initial image, so being able to use your NFT or whatever to put through the AI, kind of like what Dystopia AI was doing. Having that option should be coming hopefully soon. I'm not going to promise anything, but I'm pushing for it. That's a feature I'm excited about personally.
Literally the question I was going to ask you, like, no bullshit. So I was like,
I know, I keep telling David, I'm like, man, like, once we roll that out, it's over. It's like everybody's going to fucking lose their shit and want to put every NFT they own through it. So, yeah.
I've got so many that I'm just like, oh, if I could do a base render from this, it would be just so sick.
My Terra NFTs through the lab and bring them to another chain, all AFI'd.
I love it. For the ones that chose not to rebuild, it might be a fun solution just so I can enjoy them in a new light versus feeling slight sorrows. But who knows? Maybe us NFT degens will get to the other side of the rainbow bridge of crypto bear market and chain collapse some way.
I was just commenting about that the other day. I was like, it's really weird that my NFT bags are probably going to recover me financially sooner than any crypto holdings I had. So there's that all, you know, silver lining. But anyways, I'm going to hop off now. That's some little alpha for y'all, since I know the space is recorded, but that's fine. Just because this is a nice intimate crowd here, share some nice details for y'all, and I'm looking forward to Hero coming to Stargaze. I'm sure that will add some nice hype to the scene. You know, it's I love Stargaze, but it's suffering. Well, at least on the social side, on Twitter and stuff, suffering from the same problems we had with Terra, where like it gets to a certain point where it's the same. You know, you start seeing the same faces. You're like, hey, what's up, man? Seeing you on the same post for like the 100th time. Definitely, I think a goal of every blockchain should always be to figure out how they can improve their reach to outsiders from other chains, as well as the normies in the Web2 world, as we call them. Anyways, I'm gonna hop off. Much love to everybody, and I'll talk to y'all later. I'll be listening in.
No worries. Good luck. Get back to work so you can take care of life. And thanks for dropping alpha for us. We obviously all appreciate the ever-loving heck out of it. So we've kind of ran through updates where everyone's at. Like, we've been at this for a pretty long time. I don't want to necessarily do a hard stop by any means, but let's do some open Q&A. So if you got a question for the Space Apes team or the Hero team, like, send me a request. I'll bring you up here, and we'll do our best to answer it if it's answerable. Congrats, boys. Put you on the spot. But let's see. Just throw a hand up or send me a request. Otherwise, just kind of recapping, like, Cosmos Spaces are way cooler than Terra Spaces. No shot at Terra Spaces that records everything. They're amazing. But doing spaces focused on Luna, short of when like Do Kwon would pop in and talk about mushrooms, they weren't very diverse always. It definitely did get pretty echo chambery. So it's nice to have people from Secret and Solana and Stargaze and looking at Juno and all these other options and Evmos. It's pretty badass. And I'm rambling because I just don't see any hands going up.
Yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying there in terms of, I think it's all about cross-pollinating. How do we bring, you know, now that we've got Heroes coming over, and hopefully this will be a massive, you know, gainer for us as a Stargaze to bring more people to see what our network's like or what Stargaze network is like. And I think the more people we can kind of bring into this kind of Cosmoverse, they'll start seeing what the benefits are. Like you said, the low fees. At the moment, the coins aren't worth a lot tokenomics, but the thing is, we got to look at what the future holds for something like Cosmos, because the landscape is ever changing. In short periods of time, you know, you blink and something else has changed. But I think, like you say, right now we're in that kind of space, like, in terms of bringing those kind of new users across. How do we do that? How do we kind of work within communities, and how do we work within projects to help, you know, someone else become more successful, and then that reach goes out to somebody else? I think those are kind of like really important things that we need to work on, like, especially with TSAS right now, with Space Apes. We've one of the leaders in the community. We need to be kind of using our presence more. Like, you know, I'll be honest, I've kind of neglected Twitter a lot because we've got so much going on in the community. But I think I need to shift my focus more on like you said, on Twitter, and start kind of, you know, getting those things out there a bit more, in terms of, like you say, getting, because we've pivoted from three different blockchains. We were initially Terra, went to Solana for a little bit, and then we went to Stargaze. So, you know, we've brought two other different communities within the Stargaze. So how do we, how do other projects do that? Because we've seen so many strong projects from Terra move over to Polygon. We've seen them move over to ETH. We've seen them move over to Solana. So I think Luna Bulls, they're in Solana. You've got Hellcats in Solana. Then you've got Red Wolves in over at ETH. So we, in some sort of way, we've all kind of been through the same process, but we've all chosen different kind of places to land. But how do we bring them people back into what we've done on Stargazer, and vice versa? How do our people that are kind of like Stargaze kind of maxis, how do we get them, or Cosmos maxis, how do we get them to go to other blockchains and see what they're doing, especially like things that are happening on like Polygon? I don't know, I'm just rambling now.
No, yeah, that's fire. I'm actually thinking too. I mean, the NFT space will have to evolve for this craziness to continue. So it's like you kind of like, you know, Bitcoin is like the main dad, and then it's like, you know, Ethereum, and then it's like, you know, all these other chains, like for example Cosmos, and then within these communities there's us. And so we also have to evolve. So for example, what you guys are doing there at Space Ape Society, I'm actually like, again, I said it earlier, but I'm proud of you guys, because you guys are, you know, doing different things. Like you guys are bringing the contract, you guys are, you know, you created a validator. So it's these type of things, and any other future, like we'll see other leaders come in and build. And if they can help us, like also the community, build something dope, then it only helps each other grow. And then just to go on a side note here, like what I was talking about earlier on Osmosis, so they will eventually allow people to, like communities to bring their own art as an accessory. I'm not sure about launching. I think eventually they'll be able to even help people launch collections. Maybe the native token is Osmo, but we're definitely speaking like, you know, some future stuff ahead. Now, I am wanting to see how the gamification like layer that they have. My question is if people like us, like communities, can access, you know, the same tech, and so that way everyone has composable NFTs. So now it's just not PFP, but it's composables, and we'd be using their tech. So what that means is almost like a copy and paste of what they have, but allowing us to use that in our behalf, and we'll see how it goes. Really. The space is ours, and any ideas that we have, it's a matter of pitching them or creating them. So yeah, I'm just hearing you guys out and brainstorming over here in my mind.
The power of sharing the GitHub is superiorly underrated. And if we want to see the growth that you're talking about and the growth that a lot of us are here for, it's that decentralization. So it's that making improvements available so everyone can make the improvement. Like, what's the point of one DApp moving forward when a whole chain can move forward together? As long as that DApp's fairly, you know, compensated in the right way. Like, you don't want to take someone's tech and then smoke them and they just don't exist anymore, right? Like, so as long as we're all raising the floor together, like that's what drew us to be lunatics, a lot of us, right? Or drew us to come build on Cosmos, was like these other, you know, DApps are reaching out and saying, hey, like, we want to build together, we want to work together. So it's pretty badass, man. I see a lot of evolution coming, and also thinking about what it takes to grow an ecosystem and bring people in, is it takes DApps that are normie facing beyond the NFT scene. And I mean, I'm gonna just drop Tix protocol one more time, because stuff is moving and shaking, and we are still actively building. You know, that's an NFT ticketing system that's already been alphaed out. Like, we know it works. It's just scalability and bringing in normie facing clientele, and that's a beautiful thing for those of us that are buying stars at 2 cents.
The more that we have the decentralized building, the more that we can bring in normies, as we call them, right? Our non-crypto intelligent other life forms, we need something that appeals to everybody, right? So this is where my vision, and one of the things that I love about all you guys is that, like, you know, you're giving back to your community, you're teaching them, you're helping them learn, you're helping them grow and learn to invest properly, and sharing other alpha and other information, right? Like, people won't know about that if we don't get the word out. So, you know, one of the best things to do that is obviously the art and the community talking about it and that kind of thing. And then it rolls into the dApps and the other parts of the chain. So, you know, it is, this is where these kind of, you know, sharing amongst communities is the most important thing we can do, is to educate our uneducated and show them the way, right? Like, we've got to lead the future charge, and the more people we can educate, the better. And this is one of those things, is that NFTs are fun. NFTs are going to be innovative and change the world in different ways, you know, with dApps and with other things, like actually structuring, you know, a company's books from A to Z. So there's no more cooking the books of a Ponzi scheme from, say, you know, Bernie Madoff or something like that, right? This is just we're the opening face of it. We're what the public sees.
Dang. I didn't know that you were going to use such a strong word like Ponzi, like that.
Was that shocking? Did I just cause some? I'm sorry, guys. If I that was traumatic for anybody, I apologize. I know that was triggering.
Yeah, no trigger words. Leave us.
Damn it. That trigger word.
Hey, so I see, I'm going to do a super chill, for Wolfman Nose. So he's a founder of Owlies NFT. If he wants to come up and speak, or if you guys can send him an invite, he spoke at one of the Osmosis spaces that I had. And why don't you come tell us more about your deflationary cross-chain NFT trading game, sir?
Yes, raise your hand. Or can you see him, Hooligan? My smarter than I. Partner.
I'm looking. I just don't see anyone with the. Oh, there's Wolfman.
There he is.
Oh, but then he just moved.
I'm gonna follow and approve.
So he's got pretty interesting concept here on crafting and gaming. So, oh, there he is.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, Wolfman.
What's up, Mr. Owl?
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was a fun spaces too to come in and see everything Osmosis is building and how they're gamifying their space. And, you know, I mean, I think that's going to be a big step into, you know, motivating people as far as, you know, using different platforms and how do you tie NFTs into that. It's such a motivator, and it's such a nostalgia for most of us in this space. You know, so many of us are early collectors and a lot of these different things, and it's such a great fit.
Yes, sir. I mean, and okay, so now we're bringing Terra people, like we're pretty much like, you know, Terra people that are coming into this Cosmos spaces, but you guys have been in Cosmos for a while, so you guys are kind of like what we were for Terra, but for Cosmos. Now, share with us more about, you know, Owlies NFTs. What is chill, bro? What are you guys? Did you guys launch? Like, what's going on? So, tell us more.
Yeah, so we launched in March on Stargaze. We were part of the Genesis collection that launched on during that time. We actually went up for a community vote. It just happened really quickly. People fell in love with our owls. We launched like in February publicly. I mean, the project started in January, so all things moved really, really fast. And you know, we submitted to the community vote when they had them. You know, they took that away right now. But we submitted that, and we won by like 30% on both votes they had. People were just like super excited about our owls and like what they look like, and you know, just the potential of what our game is and like what we're trying to do as far as like, you know, DeFi-ing, like creating like a DeFi layer that's like a gateway into more like metaverse games, right? So you have this kind of entryway where you purchase, those aren't out yet though, so we'll have egg packs eventually come out, and you'll collect enough eggs to hatch into the babies all the way up to like a wizard stage. And then from there, though, you'll actually stake your NFTs. And then if you have like one of the Genesis First Press alleys, you actually earn 16 times more Stardust than the base layer NFTs, right? And so you collect that Stardust, and that allows you to earn Stardust NFTs. And those are like a belt or a weapon or a hat or a helmet, right? All those like shoes, boots, all that kind of stuff, right? You can then mint those and then collect enough to where they start out at common, and you save up enough to mint all the way up to legendary. Each one will have different levels of stats to them. And then once you mint those into your final NFT, you basically get to customize your playable cards. So like, think about like, if you're going to go play Pokemon or something else, instead of just getting a card and that being it, you get to build it however you want. And that, I think that's a really exciting thing, because, you know, you're earning this through staking. We're not charging you for these NFTs. Like, there's one real barrier of entry, and that's buying an NFT, you know, because we're airdropping the NFTs tokens to be able to, you know, participate in the other elements of the game. So there's really not very much cost to come in. And then from there, it's a DAO. So we started the DAO in February as well on Juno using DAO. And so it's all, you know, community owned, community run. Once we completely, you know, finalize everything on that end to push it, the goal is to just have this where the community can take it in any direction. So, you know, we're still building a lot of the foundational parts about, you know, for the project and what it's going to be and what it's going to look like. But one of the things that I get really excited about too is, you know, offering rewards for like watching education, like how do you use a Kepler wallet, right? How does DAO work? You know, yeah, how do you mint on Stargaze? You know, having these kind of videos, Omniflix actually has a really cool learning module platforms where any project can come in and upload a video and then like offer a quiz after. And then offer either like tokens or NFTs as rewards for completing those missions. So instead of having to build all this stuff out ourselves, right? And that's the idea for the whole space, right? Any NFT project, anybody who wants to come in and help teach people how to learn, you know, Omniflix is one of those places, like a lot, that are building the tools for all of us to be able to come in and build on top, just kind of like how what the internet is now when you want to build a website, you know, you go to Shopify or Wix or somewhere and you're able to, you don't have to learn how to heavily code. You can come in and just build this amazing, you know, platform for people to come in and use.
Hey, Mr. Wolfman. So what about Stardust? Is that you guys' token that you created?
Or? Yeah, so we have three tokens. We have the Alley's token, which is like the DAO token, as well as it'll be used for in-game prizes, in-game purchases, things like that. And then we have the Branch token. You earn that by staking Alley's, the Alley's token. Branch tokens are used to, so it's a little complex. That's part of the DeFi layer of it all. So you take Branch tokens and you issue Branch NFTs, and those start out at like a walking stick, and then they go all the way to a wizard staff. And so you have to collect enough of those to be able to mint to each next layer, right? So if you want to mint a baby into a teen, you have to have a certain amount of walking sticks. If you want to mint a wizard, you have to have a certain amount of wizard staffs to be able to mint a wizard. So it creates like kind of these things where you have to participate, you have to stake, you have to, you know, save and be a part and participate in the ecosystem, you know, and that part gets really cool because like when you're staking your NFTs, you know, we're with ONFT. So Ali's Hoot House is the second kind of rendition of creating an overarch of the Ali's ecosystem. And that's where we have the ONFTs. So it's Ali's Hoot House. And that's where you get, by staking those, you earn a multiplier of 8 X Stardust on them. So it's like 800% APR for staking these, because these tokens aren't issued. They're only earned through staking. Like there's nothing going to the team for that set of tokens or the Branch tokens. Only the Alley's tokens is part of that allocation.
You guys have so much to download, bro. But I think matter of fact that I'm gonna I'll DM you. I just followed you. So I'll DM you and see how we can, you know, just give you guys like a more of a brief, maybe space specifically on you guys. But I definitely wanted you guys to, you know, to say hi. The Space Ape Society, you know, can definitely learn a couple things from you guys. I'm mainly more interested also on like the challenges that you guys see when, you know, building all of these things, all of these contracts, you know, and I guess seeing where what challenges does something like this imply, and then
How hard is it to build like a gamification system the way you guys are doing it?
Yeah, well, that's what's really cool. So the goal really for us is to try to utilize the tools that Cosmos is building as much as possible. You know, we've had, you know, just like when it comes to minting or whatever, you have to come in, you have to do certain processes on your own. But the goal really is to showcase what Cosmos can do. That's been the mission from the beginning. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is, as these toolings come out, be able to roll them out as products for our community, right? And so a lot of that is, some of it's a little bit of a waiting game. Some of it's a little bit of partnering and working with those teams to make some of those things happen a little sooner than later. You know, like staking for us is coming up a lot sooner than it was going to come up because we've kind of pushed one of the platforms to get that going sooner for us. So, you know, stuff like that really helps a lot because, you know, the goal is then that you guys can come in and do the same thing, right? The goal is to be able to create a space that can, you know, basically use Alley as like a showcase way of like, hey, here's what you guys can come and do in Cosmos if you come build here. And that's really what we want to do is show that like any project can come in here and they can build some really cool shit that anybody can like build on top of, and they can interoperate with all these different interchain activities. You know, you can go over because like the IBC bridge is about to be wrapped up here in the next month, right? So that's coming up where you'll be able to transfer from Stargaze to Omniflix and to Juno and to other platforms, right? So that's going to create a whole different, like a whole another level of like what we can accomplish and what we can do. And just a side note too, man, big shout out. Like I have the vault. So ONFT, part of that whole thing for that, those, they're minting right now on Stargaze and Omniflix. So there's the shill. We have an ONFT vault. So we've been collecting Stargaze Punks, Andromedaverse, and we have a whole boatload of Space Ape Society. So, you know, you guys are a big part of our collection, and we're definitely just as invested in anyone else as seeing you guys succeed and thriving in this environment and continuing to grow the space together.
So real talk, I'm chiming in. I actually pinned it shame free. I just went and sniped an owly because I didn't have one and I'd been sitting on the fence.
Hooligans, let's go.
Let's go, and, yo. Yeah, and, I love it. And
through the power of Hubble, somebody had number 85 paper handed at 4,500 stars. So like, yeah, yoink. That can live in my wallet forever. So yeah. I guess I'm part of the fam now. So welcome Let's to go. The fam.
Hey, man, appreciate it. That's awesome, man, because we've got a lot of really rad stuff coming. We've got like one of the things, this ONFT is also a launch pad. So the Alley Suit House Club is also a launch pad for other projects that will be sub DAOs inside the main DAO. So ONFT will be the main DAO, and then each project inside of it, imagine like Stargaze being a DAO and then every project launching on Stargaze being a sub DAO. Well, that's kind of what we are, except we'll be launching them on other platforms inside Cosmos. So we've got one of them's called DGen Dragoons, which I'm pumped about. And then the other one that I'm really excited about is Fluffy Little Bastards. And it's going to be a lot of fun, man, because those will, there's going to be some really cool surprises for all the holders coming in. And on top of just like the rewards that come into the Owlies game and everything that comes in with that. So
I have a question on the contract side and like on the tech. So for example, can you guys share your contracts so someone else can use them as long as we're like under you guys's like ecosystem? So if I was to launch, I don't know, like a banana NFTs, then I want, you know, people to wear different layers of like the banana peel. I don't know, like eventually do like the eggs and the whole gamification system. Is that available for people at launch with you guys or no?
As in like for the apes, so that would be something you'd want to have like a PFP that you could mint different items into your ape?
Yeah, like the whole customization, is that available for you for a project that launch with you?
Not a Not at this point, but most of that will be something that'll all be able to be seen and doable by everyone once everything's all set and going. I mean, a big thing is for us too is building finish building the front end so that everything can tie in through the different blockchains so you can load everything up. But yeah, everything we'll be building is it will be public. But just kind of like DAO too, before they release, not everything is made public because they don't want everyone copy pasting before they even release their own product. But right. One of the things that's really cool though is like if you guys have a special event coming up or something that you're wanting to promote, what's really fun is for stuff like that, we can even make like a banana belt for an alley, and you can offer that as a reward to your community who participates in events that you guys are hosting.
Cool. Awesome, man. Yeah. Like I said, I'm really into like these type of things because if you could offer, So as a marketplace or a launchpad, the opportunity for an artist to be different, like for example, just the layer of customization offered to, like for example, the Space Apes or even our project Hero, that would mean the world, you know, to us. And like I said earlier, I'm fighting for someone to make it because it adds way more value to holders. And if it's something that the either marketplace or launchpad can do and offer as a service, which I think they should, because they should start getting more competitive as far as like why you should launch with a certain marketplace, it would be a game changer. But yeah,
that's something that I'm really pushing for certain platforms too. So because I think it's essential too as well. And I don't want us to just be the only ones doing it. I just want us to help be part of the people that are breaking that ground here in Cosmos, because I think it's something that offers a lot of excitement for everyone to be able to have those assets. But I think what even gets more exciting is when you start looking at partnering projects together to come out with mashups. And like I said, if you guys, like, we could have a hat that has you guys' logo on there or whatever else, and issue that as like cross promotion, for different things to engage users, get people excited about it, like having an Alley's, belt buckle or something on your character one day, it's like that kind of stuff too gets really, really fun and exciting because it brings the space even more together. So.
Back.
I was going to say, all I can think of is Super Smash Bros, but for NFTs in the Cosmos.
Exactly. Oh, I love the idea of something like that eventually coming out because that would be so much fun.
Hey, someone bring Lil Gaines up here. Lil Gaines, your turn. Hey, Satch, Ray Satcha, I see you. Ray Satcha is a DAO member of Hero collecting whitelist. So if you guys want a whitelist right now for upcoming Hero Stargaze collection, hit him up. Sashi, you can probably give like 5 if someone reaches out to you. But
wait. Who do I got to reach out to right now?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
So, Ray Satcha. He has a Hero PFP. Probably the only Hero here. Wow. Things have changed. No, just kidding. Hey, Lil Gaines, is he at work? Is Lil Gaines at work? Dude, guys, little story about Lil Gaines. So, again, he's a founder and host of Cosmos Spaces. And he happens to be from the same town that I am, that I'm from, back in Mexico. And it's such a crazy thing because I don't know if a lot of you guys know, like a lot of Mexicans over here building on the blockchain space. And, it's another reason why I build, because I'm like, okay, well, let's rep for my people. And he just happens to be from the same place where I'm from. And I'm like, wow, bro, that's so crazy. So yeah, he's at work. Probably he's at work. Ooh, and then we got the other Alpha Men just joined, Jordy. This guy is super smart. He's the guy that gave us the idea of launching a dual chain. But yo, guys, no, I'll let you guys chop it up. I have another space later today. This is just going to be random if you guys want to join. It starts in, I think like a couple hours.
I was just going to say I'm the official rugger from earlier. So you guys have been carrying this space for 2 solid hours, and thank you guys so much for all the alpha, all the info, all the sharing and bringing up of everybody. And I'm actually going to have a meeting with Hooligan after this. Maybe we'll have time to jump in and stir up some stuff on your space as well here shortly after this as well. So we'll invite everybody here too. Like, good call.
Hey, shoot us an invite real quick, Gene, and I'll get it pinned so people can see it real quick.
Yes.
But that, I'm actually going to have everyone go through an exercise, too, that it might make every person cry.
I've cried a lot lately. I'm in. Let's do this.
It's honestly going to be super cool. It's honestly going to be super cool. We'll be giving away a whitelist. But they got to complete like the little quest that we have for them. So, yeah, feel free to join us. It starts in... It's at 5:55 p.m., so I think that's 3, 4, 5, 2 hours, 2 hours and a half.
Yep.
So you have
time. 2 hours from now, party time.
Woo! All right, guys. Well, that's it for me. Wolfman, thanks for coming on board. Emperor, thanks for coming on board. DeFi, thanks for hosting it. The Space Safe Society, you guys freaking rock. Like I said, I'm proud of you guys. Hooligan, same thing, brother. Thanks for everyone that listened. And, yeah, we'll see you guys in a little bit. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, Wolfman, make sure you get at me in my DMs at some point. Would love to chat with you. I know with the Space Age team, I'm sure we'd love to chat with you as well with putting words in my friend's mouths. But, you know.
Yeah, I think I already had loads of in my head while you guys were talking. Really, you know, that's a lot of our project. I know Hero left, Gene left, but we've got a dark one of one in the swap shop that someone's going to mint and either enjoy or absolutely fucking hate. But yeah, would love to kind of cross collaborate with you guys, because everything that you guys are saying and you're doing is a lot of things that inspired us when we put our collection together. And if we could kind of contribute some way, we'd love to talk and see what we can hash out as a community, as a team. We've got some also going on with the guys over at Skellypugs on Polygon. They've honored us with one of their trades, so hopefully we're gonna see that one as well. So it's just loads of things going on, but yeah, we'd love to kind of speak on in private in DM and see what we can hash out.
Yeah, thanks again for calling me up, and it was really cool to, you know, get to share a little bit and also hear everything you guys are talking about, man. Nothing but good stuff is coming for this space, man. It's so exciting. There's just endless, boundless possibilities. As long as we're building during this bear market, man, when this stuff starts taking off, it's going to go hard.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm going to say my piece. I'm down to 3% battery, so... My piece is this, like, if you're here and you're building and you're putting ideas out and you're active in the community, like, you're going to make it. Like, this is the time to shine. So if you're here, you matter. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you being a part of the projects that all of us literally dump our time and energy into, some of us for full-time jobs, others giving up time from their family, their friends, or pulling away to a work truck to drop PS Labs Alpha real quick and then jump out. Like, we're all here because we love each other and want to build cool shit, and we all want to make it. And if you're here, you matter. We appreciate you. Like, that's my bit. Thank you for being on our spaces, and appreciate all the builders and all the community members.
Yeah,
I don't know. There you go, Jedi. You can wrap up, you and Space Apes, and I'm going to plug in.
Anybody, I know I'm about to close it up, guys. Any last parting words you want to share, Space Apes or anybody else?
Yeah, from us, like I said, I appreciate everybody coming onto this space today. You know, a lot of Space Apes members are here. Just shout out a few. We've got Joe here. We've got Pat. We've got so many. We've got Homestead that's come in. So, like you say, just happy to see everyone here. And just being able to kind of share with you guys what we're doing with the project and how we're moving forward. And it's just nice to share other people's vision and just speaking to Wolfman and getting more ideas how we can progress our project, and also speaking to heroes. But yeah, just, you know, thank you for your time and also spending this last 2.5 hours with us, really, and those spitballing ideas and just talking about where this kind of project and where Cosmos as a landscape can go forward.
guys, that you guys heard so much today. I appreciate all of the communities that joined, you know, all of our founders and leaders sharing your projects with us, sharing your time and your vision. And for everybody who tuned in, I'm giving away those NFTs. I'm drawing winners right now. So I'll DM you here in a minute with a couple NFTs from Stargaze from the Jedi Vault. Zizzo, you have something? I heard you come off mute. I don't know how to say it, Zizzo GamerTube. But there you are. You keep coming off mute. Go ahead.
I want to say a question, please.
What's your question, Zizzo? We're wrapping it up. What do you got?
Do you know Stone Cold?
Stone Cold?
Yes.
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 Are we getting Rickrolled right now? I'm not sure.
I am joking. Keep talking.
That's what I thought. You're good. Guys, everybody, thanks for your time. There is going to be in other spaces I'm going to jump on probably later with Hero and try and catch a little bit of that. But otherwise, keep building. And until the next time, may the only thing higher than the Jedi be your portfolio. Have a good day, guys.
Peace. Thanks for hanging out, friends.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was The Anons and The Space Apes, Hero NFT, Shirley Low. Who's Shirley Low? I don't know. Hosted by the DeFi Jedi and Hooligan, recorded on Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blink canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal, I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.
Spaces.